The state of Tennessee will soon be setting up shop in South Korea. A new office is opening there early next year to recruit more Asian companies to do business in Tennessee. And as WPLN's Emily Siner reports, it's not the only place state officials are eyeing.
Five more foreign offices. That's the 2016 goal of Randy Boyd,
Commissioner of Economic and Community Development for the state of Tennessee.
More simply, he's the state's chief salesman. And part of that means seeking out new companies that might expand here.
Businesses in Italy or in China don't know that much about Tennessee. They may not even be able to find us on a map. And so just hoping that they might show up at our door one day and decide to locate here is pretty unrealistic.
Thus, the opening of new recruiting offices. This usually means Tennessee hires a contractor in those countries of interest to promote the state to nearby businesses. It's not a completely novel idea. Tennessee already has one in Japan, which Boyd says has been successful.
So is it a lot of business meetings?
It should be all business meetings. We could have, you know, one person knocking on doors every day, 10 times a day for the next 20 years in each of the markets that we're looking at.
South Korea is coming first. That's thanks to a key relationship with Seoul-based Hankook Tires, which agreed to build a new plant in Clarksville. Boyd believes that relationship will help open more doors. He also wants an office in Germany for its automotive industry and in northern Italy for its ceramic tile business.
We've got a couple of companies already from northern Italy. It turns out that because of our clay and other natural resources, this is a great place for ceramics.
Boyd also plans to open an office in China and maybe even add a second one there to tap into more of that market. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.